This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. My regular listeners should know my agenda by now. It's no secret. A chicken or three in every backyard, raised responsibly. And you know my mantra of reasons. Because grocery store eggs and meat from factory farms are cruel, bad for the environment and local economies, bad for your health, and are most likely the reason we got to deal with supercharged bird flu. And more importantly, because backyard chickens make extra nutritious and delicious eggs, keep your garden bug-free without chemicals, their poop is a powerful compost accelerator and garden fertilizer, and of course, because they're so cute and lovable. But they can also inspire you to reflect upon your own humanity. Of course, those comparisons are more poetic than scientific, and in the end reveal more about the chicken watcher than the chicken, but they're still lots of fun. In early Christianity, St. Augustine and later St. John Chrysostom compared the mother hen with the church, Jesus, and or God's love for the converted Christian. I can't imagine a preacher nowadays comparing God or Jesus to a mother hen. After the Protestant Reformation, the focus of hen and chicken metaphors shifted to praise the virtues of hard work. The constant pecking for food and attention to eggs and chicks was considered labor. Furthermore, it was observed that chickens who were penned up in small areas would hurt each other and lay fewer eggs than free-range hens, and this was interpreted to mean that the devil made work for idle chickens, with the human comparison that if made to work for your livelihood, you will be more fruitful. However, one of the wonderful things about chickens is that they resist human efforts to stereotype them, especially when it comes to gender and sex roles. Aldrovandi, an obsessed chicken observer from Renaissance Italy, was quick to praise the majority of hens for the example they set for human mothers, but was also judgmental about certain hens who resembled roosters in some ways, and I quote, "entices other hens as if she were really able to perform as a male, and wearies them by leaping on top of them. She raises her crest and tail and walks about in such a fashion that it is difficult to tell whether she is a female or male." He compares those chickens to human women who, according to him, do not blush to perform the functions of a male and practice lewdness with women. Similarly, in early to mid-20th century, a somewhat popular cautionary cliché to young women who were considered two-spirited was laughing girls and crowing hens both come to bad ends. I'm not sure what the bad end would be, but when I was researching this show, I did come across an online message board entry where some doofus ordered the immediate execution of a young hen from his wife's flock because he was repulsed and offended that after laying a few eggs, the hen decided instead to take on the role of a rooster. I was repulsed and offended by this moron's reaction to a fairly common chicken behavior, but stayed out of the message exchange since, you know, those internet arguments never really accomplish anything. The truth is, it's pretty common for a chicken to experience spontaneous sex reversal. Every chicken message group I've ever seen regularly receives a post from some chicken newbie who is shocked when one of their hens starts to act very much like a rooster, and occasionally the other way around. I've seen quite a few people even claim to start out with a flock of all hens and see the same chicken lay eggs for a while and then actually start fertilizing eggs that produce chicks. I'm highly skeptical that these observations are accurate, but it does go to show you how tricky chicken gender can be. On the less strictly anecdotal side, I've managed to find two scientific studies of what is called protogynous sex change. The world of chicken science has not yet confirmed any cases of an egg layer going on to fertilize other hens' eggs, but it is well documented that some hens undergo a switchover of their secondary sex characteristics, the chicken equivalent of women suddenly developing a thick beard or a man developing full breasts. In chickens, this can mean the chicken gets bigger and gets bigger combs and wattles, that the comb will go erect as opposed to the comb of a hen which flops over, they'll grow a sharp spur on their claw, and that some feathers may become sharper. The scientists who've studied chicken sex reversal say they've only verified sex reversal from hens to roosters, and no male to female changes have been observed, but they don't rule out the possibility. There are plenty of anecdotes out there about roosters turning into hens, but the dominant scientific explanation is that people just didn't realize they were observing a hen who had roostery tendencies all along. A common barnyard rumor with no firm basis in science but which I've seen in some otherwise reputable sources, is that in a flock of all hens, one of them will eventually turn into a rooster, because, or so the claim goes, every flock needs a rooster. I think this is one of those cases where fellas with a self-confidence problem are projecting on innocent fowl what they wish were true. I've heard many tales of roosterless flocks that stay that way. So I think the truth is that chicken sex changing is common enough that statistically, anyone who keeps more than two or three hens will eventually discover a transgender chicken in their midst. And if the flock already has a rooster, it might be less apparent when one of the hens changes, because the new rooster will most likely accept the existing hierarchy and stay submissive. I've had first-hand experience with transgender chickens. One of the Bacaw flock, Quincy, a golden seabright, started learning to crow and had it just about perfected right around the day she laid her first egg. She continues to lay eggs, but she also likes to crow like a rooster from time to time, never sets on her eggs to try to hatch them, and while she's not as bossy as some roosters, she is generally pretty dominant. She's more intergender than transgender, and I'm proud of her for rejecting socially imposed gender identity. I'll post a link for the studies on my website, buckybacaw.org, in case you're interested. Like I said before, I'm not sure it proves anything about human gender or sexuality, but it is pretty cool how chicken sexual dimorphism shakes up most people's sex and gender paradigms. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast is produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute. For more information, visit buckybacaw.org. BUCKYBUCKAW.org.